The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change, invites us to expand our lives by changing the lens we see through. Is something different calling you? Do you ever ask yourself, is this all there is? Or have you forgotten why you're even here? Trish and Diane create insightful and empowering conversations about connecting the self, soul, nature, and community. Navigating life by choice rather than circumstance is how we make the shift to expand our humanity. The shift starts now.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change. I am Trish Campbell, your co-host, along with my good friend, Diane McClay, and we are part of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group and the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we're here with episode 23. We're coming up on our anniversary of the shift, and it's been a journey. So we're going to explore that a little bit. But first, I want to start off, as we always do, by acknowledging the land on which I settle, where Diane settles, and honoring the traditional indigenous peoples of those lands and their stewardship with and connection with our Mother Earth. And for myself, I will name the Mississauga of the Credit First Nations, the Anishinaabeg, the Haudenosaunee, the Huron-Wendat, and the Ojibwe Chippewa. And just like I said, honoring them for their connection, for their modeling of that connection and all the wisdoms that come from that, that allow us this opportunity today. And Diane, I invite you, if you would like to speak to the lands where you are.
I'm out in the Pacific Northwest in the Columbia River Gorge area, just east of Portland and west of Hood River. And I'd like to honor and pay tribute to the people who came before me, both named and unnamed, the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs, the Yakima Nation, the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde, the Chinook people, the Wishram people. There are many, many bands of people that make tribes. And some of them are federally recognized by the white United States government, and some are not. And I just want to acknowledge the people that we don't have the names for, or we don't have the language to even say their names correctly and respectfully. There are a lot of unnamed bands of people who've been displaced as we have built our civilization and as we have created progress on top of their names. And that's what I want to do today, is just remember that there are more out there that contribute to where we are today than what we can possibly name in one podcast.
Right. And globally, like you said. So thank you for that. And bringing that back to, you know, us, we're upon our anniversary, looking back at, you know, our very first episode and what I think it was titled Creating the Shift. And you don't have to stay stuck where you are or something like that. And so this is this practice of acknowledging the land, of learning new wisdoms and then applying them, talking about them, maybe shifting our perspective to look at things differently than we always have looked at them. That is why we started this. And it's so amazing to look back on the journey of where we've come over this last year and integrating those, everything we're learning and applying. It's not just about learning it, but then taking that a step further and applying that. So Diane, I'm going to ask you, what is one thing that has stood out for you on this journey? What have you learned maybe about yourself or about us? Anything you want to start with?
I think it's a good question, and I'll tie it right back into the land acknowledgement. I think quite simply, and this is a message I'd want our listeners to really hear, is that it takes courage to use your voice to speak about something or even approach a subject that might be controversial or might be misunderstood or might not be in the mainstream. I remember back, it wasn't one of our first episodes, it was kind of towards the middle, but you and I were having a casual conversation off air about some of the things that's happening in Eastern Canada with the Canadian government starting to actually take action for reparations to Indigenous people for what was happening during when kids were taken from families and put into white schools. Right. And how mass graves have been found of Indigenous people that it's basically been covered up in history. And I remember very poignantly, you said, I wish we could talk about this.
Yeah.
And I said, why can't we? And there's two pivotal points in that. One, I'm almost embarrassed now to say that a year ago, land acknowledgements weren't even on my radar. I knew other people did them, but it wasn't something I thought, oh, that's nice. Other people do it. But it wasn't really until we started having these conversations and we started encouraging each other to shift our perspective and look for new information and look for the other side of the story that I realized that it's actually a piece of me. Right. And so right. You invited this. You said, I wish we could talk about it. And I was like, well, why not? Two of my mm-hmm. favorite questions. Excuse me. What if we did and why? What would happen if we did? And then we just incorporated it. And now it's I can't imagine starting a show without that. It feels like a piece of me and a piece of my spirituality is missing when I don't create that acknowledgement. So that's a long answer. But having the courage to actually use our voice out loud amongst other people, even though it might cause rife, it might cause consternation, anxiety, or stress, or even arguments. Mm-hmm. I've learned that I can do that, and I've learned that I need to do that, and I should do that.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly why we're here talking about it. I'm so glad we incorporated that. I agree. I can't imagine not doing that. I incorporate it in my practice, my personal business practice, and so many things that we have as a society maybe have steered away from talking about. That's what we have been focusing on with our podcast. And I love that we can do that with this platform and to speak to things that maybe, like you said, people might rub against the grain for people. But the more we talk about it, the more people start to, you know, you hear things over and over again, and then it starts to resonate with you. And maybe somebody says, okay, maybe the next time something comes up, like we talked about holidays, for example, and why we celebrate what we celebrate. And then, so maybe the next time, you know, one of our listeners will think there's something, you know, in the immediate future or distant past, like Cinco de Mayo. Hello. We just had that yesterday. Well, so.
And so to that point, I mean, it's not just like, it's not the Mexican independence.
Right.
A lot of people think it is. It's actually the Mexican people in 1862 fighting back against a French invasion into their territories. And that battle was won by indigenous people and farmers, essentially. And
that is why we talk about the things we talk about, because I love that you brought that in, because I know that too. And this is colonization. This is why we're talking about what, you know, acknowledging the lands and acknowledging the deeper truths that have been covered up in our history and that have pulled us collectively away from ourselves. So that is attempted colonization by Napoleon. Saw an opportunity there with that, you know, Mexico was in a vulnerable state at that time because they had civil wars. So, you know, taking this opportunity to create the Latin America, his vision, and they failed. And so that is, but that's not talked about. Why is that not talked about? Because it's empowering the people. It's empowering people who are of the land to stake, you know, to stand in their sovereignty there. So this is why I'm so glad that we're going here with this, because that is the reason why we created, why we started the shift, and why we, you know, came down this path of understanding that. You said something earlier, like it becomes part of you. All of our experiences become part of us, but a lot of them over the years, especially how we grew up, have taken us away from ourselves. And so we're trying to bring us back to that.
Well, and I think that's where the pause comes in, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm actually, before we go into the pause, I want to kick the question back to you. Like, what have you learned about yourself or the world mm-hmm. or the process? Standing, and I love the quote by Steve Jobs, who says, you cannot connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect the dots looking backwards. Mm-hmm. So standing on show 23 and looking back at the last 23 episodes we've done, how has your perspective changed?
I think that I love that you said connecting the dots, because I had that in my energy too. We're always so insane, Diane. It's like incredible. But So I think, you know, looking back, I'm able to witness these like connecting of the dots of these small shifts that we talk about, like little, my life has literally transformed before my eyes. Like I look back and think all these things that I used to be afraid to do, for example, I'm not afraid, but there's more things that will come in that are unfamiliar and that, you know, where the fear sets in, but it reminds me that we're never stuck. So that is like one of the pieces that I have learned having these conversations and then, you know, integrating that into my life and personally, because you asked me about me personally. So witnessing that, those moments of pause where I'm not so reactive in my relationships, where, or if I have been reflecting, you know, immediately, like, that's not my truth. That's not who I am. And so immediately, you know, having that self-awareness and connection with myself to see how I've traveled, connecting these dots from all of these points and the people I've met and the conversations we've had and applying that in our lives as well.
And I don't know that when you deliberately have conversations with people that are different than you, I don't know how your perspective can't shift.
Right.
You may not agree with somebody, but remember that perspective is the lens through which we see.
Mm-hmm.
And perception is the meaning that we personally apply to that view of that lens, right? So as soon as you change the lens that you see through, then you can't help but start asking questions about what does that mean to you? How does it influence you? How does it influence the people around you?
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, like, I just want to call out real quick and I want to come back to the pause. When we're feeling stuck, I think that's the universe's way of telling us we need to invite the pause back into our life. The
right.
Stuck part is the frustration, the anxiety of not being where we feel like we should, not getting where we want to be as fast as we want to get there, right? It's this energetic buildup inside the cells of our body, inside our soul, inside our mind that says, I'm not doing what I want to be doing. But reality is if we listen to that, maybe the universe is saying, hey, I'm making you stuck for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So that you take a pause, you shift your perspective, shift your perception, and grow in this space that's uncomfortable. Would you
right.
agree?
I agree. And I think that pause is what allows that growth to happen, because we're not continuously moving forward. And, you know, if we're always continuously trying to get unstuck, we're not paying attention to the lesson that's right there in front of us. So the pause allows that lesson to come up through us. And, you know, it's already in us. All of it resides within us. So it's that pause. We talked about, you know, a few of our shows were about that journey inward, and that's what the pause is really all about, is about allowing the space for the insights, for the wisdom to come through that teaches us about ourselves just a little bit more and gets us unstuck.
Yeah. And I can't help but also tie that in to the background that you have behind you.
Mm.
Like, you're an artist.
Mm-hmm.
This is a piece of art that you have created in your own pause. Like,
yeah.
Talk a little bit about how you creating a pause for yourself in the busyness of life connects to your art, and then how the pause within your art actually helps the art come to life. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, the pause to allow the art, I mean, that is creating the space to just allow myself just to be and be in the moment and not judge anything in that moment, whatever that is. And that connection to my soul expressed outwardly, that's what that art is. And that's what, so we think we have to like think our way through things, but really it's that, just that being, that pause, that silence, that just the space, the empty space that allows the room for the expression to come through. And I forget what the second part of your question was.
Was just, it's kind of two-sided, right? The pause allows you to step into art.
Yes.
And then there's a pause within the art itself, is there not?
Right. Yeah, there is. There is. And even this piece of art behind me, I feel like it's still unfinished. And so it's like, but there was a moment of pause, and that you know, it will come in its own time, just like everything. And this art also, like, it's coming to me now, like this, the whole exercise of practicing this is that pause away from the doing, and like having to do something that I need to produce something. This is just free flow. It's just, there's no edge to it. It's freedom. It's limitless. It's infinite. And so that is, you know, what comes back into the way that I'm navigating life. And it's not always that way. I'm, you know, having to constantly remind myself that everything is temporary, and we're all, you know, so even when we're in that moment, like we talked about being stuck, it's only temporary. It's only till the next moment, and then we can continue on. And this painting is called, I named it The Dance of Life, because I feel, and I wrote about this in my book too, that life is like this dance of constantly moving either away from ourselves or towards ourselves and each other. And that's what life really is. It's, you know, being in those experiences that take us away, and then we are in other experiences that bring us back to ourselves. So that's,
I love that you call it Dance of Life. And for our listening audience, they could actually go to your website and buy some of your pieces of art.
Yes.
And for our viewing audience who are intrigued with this free form, no lines, no edges, no worries kind of thing, they can see what it looks like, and it's going to be embedded on our YouTube channels. But I would encourage our listeners to go take a look at your website, because you have some pretty beautiful pieces that are, even if you don't appreciate art, or if you don't like an abstract version, what I find interesting is every time I see that you put a new piece up, it makes me pause and mm-hmm. say, what is that? How do I feel about that? What reaction does that cause in me? What response do I want to give you about that piece? It really kind of envelops this concept of pausing and perspective.
Yeah.
And then just waiting for something to come at you. I mean, I wish I had that from my background right now.
Yeah.
It's that.
You can use it too, Di. But I want to say something to speak to that, because what you just said before I lose it, it allows, art is what allows us to have that, our own perception of something, and uncover what's true for us. And so, you know, I was thinking about our conversation today and the journey, and how I, you know, my day to day has changed. And I want to find out more about, you know, change your journey over this last year too. But, you know, one of the things that I don't do anymore is watch the news on a regular basis. Like, I don't remember the last time, it's been years, except for maybe a pivotal moment in history or whatever, I'm turning on the TV. But I've pulled away from that because I'm not, you know, it's really, and what I found about myself over this last year is things that I believed before, I have seen in a new light. And it doesn't mean that I see the other side and I agree with the other side. It just means that I see all the sides now, or more of the sides. So I think that is important to bring in this conversation about shifting perspective. It doesn't, like, there's not just two perspectives, or there's not just, like, you know, we're entrenched in this in North America. Well, in Canada, it's a little bit different, but, you know, in duality in our world, we're, you know, entrenched in duality. It's this or that. And it's not this or that. That's why we're having these conversations, because it's all the 360 around, you know, you're traveling around something. You're not, you know, just because you believe this one day and then you see it a different way, doesn't mean your belief necessarily changes, or you switch to the opposite belief.
Well, and right? What's coming to my mind now is that the system is designed for duality.
Yeah.
It's designed for black and white. It's designed mm-hmm. to pit one side against each other.
Yes.
Whether it's an athletic team, a political view, a religious view. And you know that choice is really, really important to me. And part mm-hmm. of the messaging that I feel called to put in the world is that we actually have more choice than what we believe or what we're taught. And my mission in life is to change the duality and the stuckness of the right choice or the wrong choice, a good decision or a bad decision, right? If you just make a decision, you're going to move forward, right? If I try a new food that I'm not sure I like, as soon as I try it, I'm going to know, am I going to move towards that again because I like it and it's satiating to me? Or am I going to move away from it because it's unpleasant, right? The duality needs to come in more at our soul level, where it's like, is this right for me or is it not? Is it in alignment with me or is it not? We need to remove the outer layer of the duality of right or wrong, good or bad, so that we can just move forward. Too many people get paralyzed by trying to make the right decision, and they're stuck trying not to make the wrong decision.
Right.
Right.
And that's why, you know, we have that choice. Like, I'm glad you brought that in. It is a choice, like, and everything is only temporary. So it's till the next, you know, even some small shift that we make that gets us out of that particular energy and then able to make maybe, you know, and even if the decision, like you said, it's not about the right or wrong decision, it's all taking us to where we're meant to be. That's why I see this as a dance, because sometimes we go further away than maybe, you know, that we thought we were going to, but that's not that it's wrong or right or whatever. It's just part of the dance of life. Right. And, I lost what I was going to say now, but there was something else I was going to say about that. Maybe it'll come back, but.
Well, I think just kind of bringing it into the dance of life, just like your art piece, right? There's you specifically said there are no edges, and your art style actually conveys that. Your colors blend into another color. The shape blends into another shape. It gives the opportunity to stand in the middle of the piece and look outward, or stand on a portion of the piece and look inward, or look all the way around. And so the dance of life and incorporating the pause and incorporating perspective is really about having the courage and the energy to shift as things are happening and not be so rigid in our belief systems or how we react. I think that's what I'm interpreting where you were going.
Yeah. And that is kind of where I was going. And it's really about, this uncovering what's true for us in the moment. So, like, going back to that, and why is that important? Because the truth helps us heal. The truth helps us evolve. The truth might be uncomfortable. It usually is a lot of the times, but that is where the gifts and the gems and the treasures are, in that discomfort, in that thing that's unfamiliar. And that's what helps us gradually inch towards our higher self in that. And that's why we're here.
Yeah. And, you know, we can't recap the whole entire year in 30 minutes, but the call to action that I would like to challenge our listeners to do is, wherever you are today, right now, think back a year ago. Where were you and what has shifted? And how were you influential in creating that shift?
Right.
And if you're still feeling stuck and you're still feeling like you're in the same place, that's actually the call to action, is reach out to Trish or I. And you can do that on the Cornelia Stepney Media Group app that you can download from the Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. But you can connect with us through that app, as well as our other influencers and other specialists, because this is what we do. We help people get unstuck.
Yeah.
We help people get, you know, manage the overwhelm, and we help people reset their position on life with new tools and new skill sets, right?
Right. And it's not that we have some magic potion or anything. The answers are already within you, within, you know, our listeners, within us. But sometimes we need that extra, you know, somebody else to speak to it, to look at it, to help us see what we can't see within ourselves, and to connect those dots, going back to that. So I think, I mean, it would take us a long time to recap everything we talked about, but it's really about, you know, having that, shifting that perspective, and just embracing that pause and not always necessarily being in that place you've always been with that whatever it is you're experiencing and maybe have a new experience, invite a new experience in.
And the two questions I would ask, I would leave our listeners today in that pause is just ask yourself, what if and why not? Because we know that the shift starts with us. It has to start from within. And if you just say, what if something could be different and why not try, you're already going to be moved into a place of action and you're going to get the information you need to shift your life as you go forward. Right, Trish?
Right. Exactly. So I know we're getting ready to close this out. I just want to thank everyone who has listened over this last year and followed us, followed this journey with us and joined us on this journey, and those that are continuing to come in and be intrigued and listen and apply whatever it is they're hearing that sparks within them into their lives. And I'm so grateful to be doing this with you, Diane, and that you asked me and I said yes, and we're doing this together. I just will say that if you can find us on the Cornelia or Chaos Media Group app, the new house. If you want to connect with us and reach out to us, you'll find all the Shift podcasts there as well. And thank you for joining us. Any last words?
Yeah, stay tuned for the next series in the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We've got great people lined up. And then stay tuned for our 24th anniversary show. We're going to feature Jacob, who is our producer, and his band, Tons and Tons. If you like new music, tune into that show on the 20th of May. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Podcast, where perspective and our power to change intersect. Slowing down to look at things from a different angle is necessary to affect positive change. You hold the power to transform yourself and your life. It is already inside you, and it's within reach. Clarity comes from awareness. Momentum comes from choice. Healing, growth, and transformation happen on the Shift Podcast, the first and third Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to invibe.ca or dianemclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.